David, when we write memoirs, we have to be absolutely honest to really reach the reader. And this seems like a very powerfully honest but also probably painful memoir for you. Do you find that some of the pain eased after you actually wrote this book?
Yeah, it was painful to write. It took me a long time to write. I think there was a sense of accomplishment in having written it, and writing is a certain freedom. It frees you from whatever it is that holds you back. Stating the obvious, I suppose, but I do feel some kind of relief and release from having written it.
Did you find it necessary to censor any bits in the book when you're writing it because it was too painful, or maybe you felt it intruded on other people's privacy within the family?
Well, every act of writing is, in a way, an act of thievery, and you beg, borrow and steal from those you know and those you love. And I think that writers have a duty of care. Even though they might be thieves, they also have a duty of care to those they steal from. You know, for a family member or for a partner, I think the most frightening words in the English language can sometimes be, I've decided to write a memoir. And when I decided to write a memoir, it was difficult because I would have to expose others, and they didn't necessarily ask for that. So I tried to be as fair as I could, while at the same time being as free-spirited as I could to write it the way I saw it.
The other thing that occurs to me too is that the relationship between sons and fathers, it's very obviously it's gender specific. There are stresses there that would not exist between, say, a daughter and a father. So there's this thing that, are you growing into your father's shadow? Does he expect you to grow into his shoes as well? Did you feel that very much when you were growing up?
Well, I think unconsciously I felt it. He never actually said, this is what I want you to do. But he was a very successful magazine publisher, and he was a very polished performer and a very powerful speaker and debater. So you had to have choice words and powerful arguments to match him. And I think unconsciously I felt, as the son of somebody, that I couldn't just be anybody or nobody. I had to be a somebody too. And so that fueled this ambition to kind of do him proud and to do him justice and to live up, in a way, to the expectations that were unconsciously being placed on me and that I had placed on myself.
So in a way, though, he totally fulfilled the burden that is a parent to enable our children to reach their highest potential by laying that on you, because you felt you had to live up to it, didn't you?
Yeah, well, he came from a very damaged background, you know, his escape from Nazi Germany and, you know, the horrors of World War II. And so his achievements were considerable given where he had come from. And, you know, damage begets damage. So no one gets off unscathed in this, in any family. Everybody carries damage from somewhere. And I suppose the challenge as a writer, but also just as a human being, is to try and bear witness to that and be awake, to be wide awake, so that you don't repeat the patterns of old.
Thank you, David.
Thank you very much, Karina.